This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A disappointing profits report from the toy maker Hasbro this morning. With Toys R Us now out of business, Hasbro revenue has fallen 12% in a year. Renata Sego has more.
Party City's opening 50 pop-up stores called Toy City. Target and Walmart are making room on their shelves for exclusive toys and...
Kohl's is bringing in new brands like FAO Schwarz and Lego.
Jackie Breyer's editorial director of the Toy Insider. She says with Toys R Us gone, retailers are trying to grab a bigger slice of the $27 billion pie.
Consumers have more options and opportunities than ever before for where to buy their toys this holiday season.
The strong economy will help retailers rake in cash on toys, according to Richard Gottlieb, who runs the research group Global Toy Experts. He expects retailers that step into the void will focus on surefire hits, but won't take risks on new toys the way that Toys R Us did.
This is not good news for innovative new companies.
And then there's Amazon. It's got skin in the toy game, too. This year, the company is releasing an old-fashioned toy catalog printed on paper. I'm Renata Sego for Marketplace.